The government of Sierra Leone, through a cabinet conclusion, has banned corporal punishment in schools and asked me and the Ministry of Basic and Senior Secondary Education with the Teaching Service Commission to introduce positive discipline methods. And my ministry has been working on developing these positive discipline methods with our partners, UNICEF, and several stakeholders, which will be ultimately used to train our teachers right across the country. Already in our engagements, in my visits to schools and in public discourse, we engage teachers and through the teacher union so that they know that this is our new position and they've been quite supportive of it.
I guess the key question is that what is a teacher supposed to do with an unruly student or students in a classroom situation?
I mean, I think when we think about discipline and unruliness, we really have to understand what gets a child to behave a certain type of way. And the school as an environment is a place for growth, a place where we correct our mistakes, a place for support, a place for learning. Many of these kids come from homes where the heads of the families are not there, and they come from homes where discipline is not there already. So to further punish those kids at school, when they don't have the kinds of support, emotional support at home, it's really just inflicting more pain on those children.
Some people say that sometimes corporal punishment is necessary for the teachers to maintain some order. What do you say to that?
I think the idea that corporal punishment is required for teachers to maintain order, or that we all receive corporal punishment. I was beaten severally in primary school and through secondary school. I hated it. There were many teachers who I don't think I remember them or I care to remember them because of the way in which they inflicted violence on me. I did not become who I became by going to Harvard and receiving a PhD from MIT because of corporal punishment. It's actually in spite of corporal punishment. I think there are many people who drop out of school because of corporal punishment. We are traumatized by our teachers who beat us. We are traumatized by the ways in which our backs have marks on them still, or but that's not why we became great students.